بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد with regards to the Juma Salah the Juma Salah consists of a total of 14 rakats before the Farz Salah we perform 4 rakats Sunnat al-Mu'akkada any time after Zawal when the Adhan is given 4 rakats of Sunnat al-Mu'akkada Here we should see what is the system in the masjid. If the talk starts immediately after the adhan, then the etiquette is that we should first listen to the talk. To learn a chapter of deen is more virtuous than performing over 1,000 rakats of nafil salah. Once this discussion took place among the ulama, and they said, that it is because of people not being aware that while the talk, the ta'aleem, the talk is not just a talk, it is a ta'aleem. It is a dars. So when that dars is being delivered, then you are sitting in a lesson. And when you're sitting in a lesson, you must remember there are so many other rewards that you are going to get. When time is going to be allocated for the sunnahs later on, the more virtuous thing will be to sit in the dars. In the ijtimai amal. Ijtimai means everybody is doing it together. It takes preference over infiradi amal, which is your own individual nawafil. Now that time is to sit and to listen. It's not a time now to start doing your own infiradi amal. Someone is reciting Quran loudly and disturbing the speaker. Someone is making zikr loudly, disturbing the speaker. So at that time, when the ijtimai amal is taking place, especially like, for example, in the masjid, or it is Jummah Salah, then that takes preference. Nobody should be speaking that time. Nobody should be engaging in the infiradi amal at that time, especially in a manner that disturbs the ijtimai amal. And the better thing would be to sit and to listen to the talk, especially if time is given. Yes, if a person came, and in certain masjids they give time first, and then immediately after the talk, the khutbah takes place, and he goes to one corner, one side, one place, someone jokingly said, the imam stood up to give the talk, the person stood in front of him and he started his salah. So that is against adab and it's against the etiquette. Now you can see there's a talk that's going to take place, so you go and stand in front of the imam and you start your nafil or you start your sunnah salah. So these are all etiquettes that we need to take note of. While on this topic, it's very important that we take note of these important aspects. Our ulama say we shouldn't be an inconvenience. So this comes under that, that we don't become an inconvenience. Person is reading salah right by the door, people want to go out. When he could have read salah somewhere else. He's reading salah in a place where people are crossing. When he could have read salah somewhere else. He is doing something that is going to disturb people. So all that we should take note of. So the 4 sunnats before the Fard Salah, we should all read. The 2 Fard with the Imam. Then after the Fard Salah, we read 4 rakat sunnat and then another 2 sunnat and the 2 nafil. Now it has become a trend among many, especially the youngsters, not to read the sunnats. And as parents, again, it becomes our responsibility to check on our children that they are reading their sunnahs before and after. Many times we find that after the first salah, before the dua can take place, they're already outside and they're having their majlis, they're outside, they talk. It's very important for us. I fear that if our children are going to grow up with this habit, it's not going to even get better later on. It will become a normal habit. No zikr, no dua. No tasbih, no dua. It's just reading the Fard Salah because they are told to read the Fard Salah and then they're going out from the masjid. So we need to put some attention on this. It's very important to listen to the Jummah khutbah. This is one of the main aspects on the day of Jummah. Face the Qibla, listen attentively to what the Imam is saying, even if we don't understand Arabic. And the following are some of the things that we should refrain from at the time of the khutbah. No talking should take place during the khutbah. Eating and drinking should not take place. Reciting the Quran or making any form of zikr. Reciting sunnah, nafil salahs. making salam to others. If someone makes salam to you, you should not reply. If someone else is talking, don't even tell him, keep quiet, playing with the cell phone or any device or object. All these should be, a person should refrain from. Conducting business after the first adhan of the Jummah Salah is prohibited. However, the Quran encourages man to search for his sustenance by means of business activities after Jummah Salah. That is why Hazrat Iraq ibn Malik used to complete his Jummah Salah and then he would stand at the door of the masjid and he would make dua. O Allah, I responded to your call and performed Salah which you have prescribed upon me. Now I am going out as you have commanded me in search of livelihood, so grant me my livelihood out of your kindness. Moreover, you are the best provider of sustenance. The famous Imam Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi is reported from the elders that Allah Ta'ala favors the one who conducts his commercial activities after Jummah Salah with 70 blessings. As Quran says, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِنَا. After the Jummah Salah, spread in the earth and seek Allah Ta'ala's fadl, grace, meaning seek Allah's sustenance. Now there will be extra blessings and barakah in doing business after the Jummah Salah. Today is a public holiday. Let us see how we can take out some time, inshallah, to fulfill the different etiquettes of the Jummah Salah, the ghusl, coming early, the recitation of Surah Kahf, which is very important today to protect us from Dajjal and fitnas, and the various amal, for example, increasing the Durood Sharif up to 1,000 times, Salatul Tasbih. And this one amal I just want to explain and we'll conclude. To be protected from all evil from one Jummah till the next Jummah. And Aisha radiallahu anha qalat qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam man qara'a ba'da salati Jummah qul wallahu ahad wa qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq wa qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas sab'a marrat a'adallahu min as-su'i ila Jummah ukhra. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites Surah qul wallahu ahad qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas till the end 7 times each after the Jummah Salah, Allah Ta'ala will protect him from all evil till the next Jummah. Allah will protect him from all evil till the next Jummah. And this will include protection of one's wealth, one's family, and all worldly and deeny affairs. Very simple, easy amal for the protection of the entire week. Allah Ta'ala give us all.